The following is another Classic Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
And Boutrell back to serve it away. Mini jump serve. Taken easily by Studi. Connor set middle. Mestel up. Ball down. So Mestel has three. So Golowski has three. And the Stars lead it by a score of 7-6.
Tonight, it's more state-rated volleyball action in the Minden Triangler featuring the defending state champion Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, and the host Whippets. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
She'll hit a very soft serve. Bauer comes up to play it. To Rouse, outside Standler, drives it across. Dig by Herbert. Back set to Theron Baum, right side, not a lot on it. Picked up by Bauer. Rouse sits outside. Here's Boutreau into the double block. Give Boutreau the kill.
Minden has opened their season 4-0 by winning their own tournament this past Saturday, while Kearney Catholic and Gibbon have taken some early season lumps. It's the Minden Triangler coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show will take you live to C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden with Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. It is time for the final match of our 2013 Minden Triangular. Minden taking on Kearney Catholic, both of the top 10 in Class C1, both defeating Gibbon in straight sets earlier tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, as Kearney Catholic's going to change their lineup from the match against Gibbon here against Minden. Story here is Minden has played Kearney Catholic very tough over the years, but has never been able to pick up a win. And tonight they look primed to do so over the defending champions, who are 4-4 out of that Beatrice tournament. Minden is a perfect 5-0, including a win over Grand Island Central Catholic in their tournament championship on Saturday. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups right after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. The better bank, better choices, better service. A very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, the better bank, making banking simple. First off for the Kearney Catholic Stars, they will go in this rotation. Number 2, 5'8 freshman Kylie Teal. Number 5, a 5'7 senior Shayla Connor. Number 6, a 5'8 sophomore, Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9 junior, Callie Oprah. Number 4, 5'6 junior, Whitney Colling. And number 17, 5'7 junior, Paige Herbert, the libero. Number 23, a 5'5 junior, Morgan Studi. Head coach of the defending state champion Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Ruffinus. 4-4, ranked 6th in C1. For Minden, number 5 is a 5'5 junior, Addie Woodward. Number 4 is a 5'6 junior, Allie Rouse. Number 13, 5'9 senior, Carly Bauer. Number 10, 5'8", sophomore Emily Malcolm. Then it is number 25, 5'5", sophomore Jenna Denny. And number 2, 5'5", senior Shay Taylor. The libero, number 1, 5'1", senior Anisha Keane. Head coach of the Men and Whippets, Ed Riles, assisted by Julie Ratka and Chris Ostervier. They're 5-0, ranked second in C1. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Making banking simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Minden and Kearney Catholic will serve it up when we come back.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Kearney Catholic wins the toss and they'll serve it away with Morgan Studi. And here we go. Minden to the middle. Carly Bauer drives it across down and good. And Minden has the first point. Probably be a lot of emotion on the Kearney or in the Minden sideline just from the facts that we told you earlier. Is that they have not found a way to beat this Kearney Catholic team before, and they are jacked up here tonight to try and get the job done. Addie Woodward to serve it away. Across it comes to Paige Herbert, set to the middle. Here's Oprecht. She'll take it over the single block, but it's deep and out of bounds, and it's 2-0 in favor of Minden. Again, Oprecht and Herbert have been nursing injuries, didn't play against Gibbon, so we'll see how that works out here early on against Minden. Woodward serves it away again at Herbert. Connor has to chase it down. It'll be taken across out of the back row by the libero Studi. Couple of one-arm ups, and Rouse gets it back over. Here's Squires on the outside near the net, tops it across, and Rouse with the dig. Bauer rolls it over from the 10-foot line. Herbert has it. Slide right side, Oprecht tip. Oprecht kill. Sally Oprecht with the first kill for Kearney Catholic. Stars are on the board. It's 2-1. Don't forget, all of our high school sports can also be heard online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Live action podcast right after the game is over. Photos, news, and more. As the serve by Connor, easily handled by Minden and hammered home by Carly Bauer. Her second kill. And Minden leads it by a score of 3-1. Bauer had 8 kills in the first match against Gibbons. 6 for Stewart, 5 for Madsen and Woodward. Kearney Catholic was led by Squires with 8 and Kylie Teal with 7. Rouse to serve it away now, 3-1 at Squires. Rouse sets. Here's the middle attack by Squires. Picked up there by Minden, and Bauer terminates again. Carly Bauer, who's been battling a little bit of soreness as well, looks just fine on that one. Hammers it down. She's got 3 kills, and it's 4-1. Rouse to serve it away, Whippets. And they dismantled Grand Island Central Catholic Saturday, 25-10 and 25-18. As the middle attack by Oprecht is deep, no tip, it's out of bounds. 5-1 Minden off to a good start here. Rouse now looking for 3 in a row from the service line. Rouse runs after it and floats it across. Nobody picks it up. It's easily in, and it's an ace serve and a timeout. Kearney Catholic. So Allie Rouse, 3 in a row, and it's Minden 6, Kearney Catholic 1. Here in the opening set of the Minden Triangular, we'll be right back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank.
head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, it's set to Maddie Squires in the middle, and she unloads on one to get the side out for the Stars. It's 6-2 Minden, and Allie Prusoski will check in to serve. Right down the middle, it goes to Woodward. Set outside, Jenna Denny. It's just a little leap, and the attack there will give Kearney Catholic a point on serve for the first time. Allie Prusoski to serve it away. Prusoski dumps it into the middle. Coming up to make the play on it is Woodward. Set right side. The attack by Stewart is blocked by Paige Herbert. Paige Herbert and Callie break up there and give Kearney Catholic the ace block. 6-4 Minden. Prusoski on the serve. Floats it down the backside to Bauer. Has to be stabbed at there by Shea Taylor and sent across here as a free ball. Short set in the middle for Oprek, takes it off the block, and Rouse with the dig. Denny will set it in the middle, tapped across there for a Minden kill. Emily Malcolm. Malcolm with the kill. She was the one that took the swing on it earlier, and now Stewart comes in. Malcolm also didn't play in the match against Gibbon. So we're seeing some new faces here. And back to serve it away is Carly Bauer. And Bauer on the line gets the ace. Big ace serve there for Carly Bauer, makes it 8-4. 9 service aces in the first match against Gibbon for the Minden Whippets. And now they lead at 8-4. Bauer again. This one a little deeper. Picked up by Studi. Good pass outside. Here comes Herbert. She goes up, drives the ball across. Bauer digs it out of the back row to Stewart. Stewart on the attack. Big swing. It's overpassed. Joust at the net. And it falls on the Minden side. Callie Oprek will get credit for the point off the great dig from Morgan Studi. We saw a couple of big swings on both sides of the net that time. And back to serve it away. Kearney Catholic confused about their rotation. And Mackenzie Smith will come in. They're trying to get the libero in the right spot there. And Mackenzie Smith back to serve it away. Smith will fire it deep middle, and it's too deep and out of bounds. Service there. Smith out. And back in as the libero. It will be Morgan Studi. And to serve it away now for Minden will be Emily Malcolm, leading at 9-5 here in the opening set. Takes it across Herbert at the 10-foot line. Connor sets it up for Herbert. She taps it over the double block. It lofts over, gives Denny time to get to it. Stewart on the swing. Off the tip, picked up there by Studi. Set to the outside, Herbert. She'll take something off it and get the kill. First kill for Paige Herbert. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And Anisha Keene will come in as the libero defensively for Minden. And checking in, Whitney Colling to serve it away here for the Stars. Kearney Catholic 4-4, but their losses 2 to Waverly, who's number 2 in B. Council Bluffs, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln out of Iowa, and the other one to Elkhorn. Here's Herbert on the outside. She'll take the swing. Dugout out of the back row. Stewart off the block. Dugout by Colling. Connor sets it to the far side. Herbert tries to go down the left side, and it's dug out by Bauer. Good rally going here, and in the net called on Kearney Catholic. Point for Minden, 10-6 Whippets. Kearney Catholic's wins so far are over the Loop City Arcadia Co-op, Norfolk, Beatrice, and then earlier tonight over Gibbon. Before tonight's win over Gibbon, Minden had beaten Lexington, Valentine, Ainsworth, and Grand Island Central Catholic. They have not dropped a set in those matches. Kearney Catholic on serve received. It's cut across by Kylie Teal, who has not been a factor yet after leading them in kills against Gibbon. Connor dumps it over from the center position, but it was out of bounds. She was a little closer to the sideline than she thought, and the point belongs to Minden. 11-6, a 5-point lead, and Jenna Denny to serve it away again. Jenna takes a little extra time. And fires that one down the near sideline to Herbert. Connor has to back up. Couldn't get a set. Dumps it across. Rouse dumps it right back over. Picked up off the floor by Kearney Catholic. Ball still alive. Rouse sets right side. The attack driven across by Woodward. Stars have to play it out of the back row. Studi got a good swing on it and got the kill. A kill for Morgan Studi out of that libero position. Her first. Side out. Kearney Catholic 11-7. And back to serve it away, Paige Herbert to serve it away. Stewart, big swing, drives it into the double block. It's picked up by Teal. Stars will roll it back over. Picked up by Rouse. Middle attack again is deep that time. They want a tip. Coach Ed Rouse saying the ball was tipped. He's not going to get the call and a point to Kearney Catholic. And Herbert serve it away again. That was a big blocking up there by Teal and Oprek. Serve is across. It should be Teal and Squires. Right side attack. Madsen blocked. Where did it fall? Out of bounds. Give the kill to Addie Woodward. It was right in front of the up official, and the ball falls, they say, just out of bounds. 12-8 Minden, and back to serve it away will be Rebecca Stewart. And it's just off the back line, and now they're going to say they didn't see it, and the up official is going to call it out. And the point will belong to Kearney Catholic. So a service error. 12-9 in favor of Minden. And back to serve it away will be Studi. This time she'll stay in with a jump serve, and it's just off the back line and out of bounds. Didn't miss it by much, but it was deep. Point Minden, 13-9 here in the opening set on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. And the serve is across by Woodward. Picked up middle. Oprek got a quick swing down and good for the Stars. Third kill for Cali. And back over to the Stars, and checking in will be Anna Squires. Shayla Connor will go back to serve it away here. The four-year starting setter. She wasn't supposed to be the starting setter her freshman year, but an injury forced her into that role, and she's going to be going to college to play volleyball at that position. Attack Bauer, dug out there nicely by Squires and passed back across. Minden will try this time to the outside. Malcolm, her angle attack is dug out by Herbert. Out of the back row, Studi takes a swing. Dig made Shea Taylor. From the 10-foot line, Malcolm will roll it across, but it's wide and out of bounds. Point Stars. They've been playing from behind the entire set, but Minden's lead is down to 2 at 13-11. Stars haven't scored a whole lot off their serve. They get one there. Dumped across by the setter, Rouse, picked up by Connor. Set by Squires, but the Stars run into each other and pass it out of bounds. So Minden send a free ball across, a miscommunication there from the Golden Green at a point for the Whippets. Allie Rouse now to serve it away at 14-11, Whippets opening set. Rouse is served, knuckleballs it across, picked up by Studi. Connor sets middle, Oprek on the quick, but a nice dig, overpass at the net. Rouse kept it out of the net, had a good swing to get it over by Minden. Kearney Catholic trying to retaliate. Squires punches it over. Great up defensively. Stars whiff, and it's going to fall on their floor. Rouse with the play for Minden. And Kearney Catholic had a free ball above the net and jammed it into the net and missed out on an opportunity there. 15-11 Minden. Rouse to serve again. This time she'll get it over to Squires. There's the set to the outside for Anna from Maddie, and it's off the back line and out of bounds. Point Minden, and Kearney Catholic is going to call their final timeout. So both times Allie Rouse has been back to the service line, Minden has went on a mini run, and here in the first game it is Minden 16, Kearney Catholic 11. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
People you know. Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium with high school volleyball action. We're glad to have you along with us as Minden is going to serve an ace after some miscommunication out of the timeout. Kearney Catholic had it rattle off their fingers, and Coach Connor is going to go to the bench and bring Whitney Colling in. Allie Rouse with her second ace. It's 17-11 now in favor of the Whippets. They were up early by a score of 6-1. The Stars cut it to 2 on a couple of occasions, but now that's 4 in a row for Minden. And Rouse will float this across to Herbert. Dumped across by Connor. Rouse is right there for it. Denny sets to the outside. Bauer with a swing down and good. Kill number 4 for Carly Bauer. 5 in a row for Minden. And it's 18-11. UNK leading Hastings 11-9 in game 1 of their duel at the Health and Sports Center tonight. Just underway 15 minutes ago. Serve across. Stars missed pass. Now some errors creeping in. Minden making some good plays. That's complicating things for the Stars, and they've made a few errors. Minden not near the errors so far in this set. 13-10, and Rouse just continues to keep that serve in. Herbert to Connor, set to the outside. Squires, she's blocked. Right back at Squires. Stars make the up. Slide right side. Obrick, she's blocked. Makes the dig. Returned by Studi. Now Minden on the offensive attack. In the middle, Malcolm off the hands. It's dug out by the Stars to Maddie Squires. All she can do is tip it across. Free ball here, and it's going to be slapped over. Diving save on the floor by Herbert. Free ball over to Minden. Kearney Catholic's out of system. Denny, though, tipped it into the block of Maddie Squires, and then a hitting error by Bauer. And Kearney Catholic is going to get the point. Well, that's a rarity for Minden tonight. They had that point in control and then made the error. Didn't put it away. 19-12. Back to serve it away now will be Allie Prusoski for Kearney Catholic. Over to Shea Taylor. Middle attack, Bauer, and she'll hammer it home. Carly with her fifth kill. 20-12. Minden by 8 here in the opening set. Stewart rotates back into the front row for the Whippets, and to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Bauer runs after it, fires it over to Studi. Line drive pass to Connor, gets it set up for Herbert, and her attack will be good. Second kill for Paige Herbert. Only the seventh kill of this game for Kearney Catholic. 20-13, Minden. Stars do have a couple of ace blocks, but no ace serves, and Minden has 3 ace serves. And here comes Mackenzie Smith into the game to serve for Kearney Catholic. This time it's down the middle to Stewart. Set back to the right side, Denny. Off of Smith, one-arm save. The Stars tried to get it across, and they do. Great hustle by Connor. Free ball dumped across. Stars able to dig it up. Connor with a good set to the outside. Herbert, and she'll terminate. That's the way you turn a point around. Great hustle by Connor, and rewards Herbert with the kill. Minden didn't do anything wrong, but boy, they sure looked like they were going to win that point. And Smith to serve it away again. Mackenzie clips the net. Stewart's able to pick it up. Rouse sets it back row for Bauer. Good swing. Smith with the dig. Connor will set outside. Here's Herbert again. She's blocked up front. Stars with the easy dig. Colling sets. Herbert again. Tips over the double block. Stewart with the dig. Set to Denny, but she can only pass it across. Free ball here for the Stars. Fake the slide. Go to the outside. Herbert blocked up front by Jenna Denny. 5-5. Jenna Denny got the one-on-one block. 21-14. Minden, big play there. And back to serve it away, Emily Malcolm for Minden. And her serve. Cross court into the hands of Studi. Passed across by Colling at 21-14. Here's Stewart. Big swing through the double block down and good. 22-14. Kearney Catholic is out of timeouts. And right now, Minden looks in really good shape here in the opening set. And the serve for the Whippets. Deep serve, and it's out of bounds. Side out for Kearney Catholic. That's just the second service error here in the opening set. And Keene will come in as the libero for Minden. Whitney Colling will go back to serve for Kearney Catholic in a big hole at 22-15. Colling's left-handed serve picked up by Bauer, set to the outside. The attack, Malcolm, is blocked, dug out there by Woodward, and then put away. Jenna Denny picked up that loose ball and drove it home. So an ace block, and now a kill, and it's 23-15 Minden. And Denny will go back to serve it away. A late flurry here from the sophomore. will fire it down the near line, picked up by Herbert, set it back to Page in the middle over the double block down and good. And that's the fourth kill for Herbert. The Kearney Catholic is going to need a whale of a run here from the service line from Paige Herbert as Maddie Squires re-enters the front row. She's up there with Teal. Kylie, who had seven kills against Gibbon, may have just one swing in this set. So the Stars, so many different players, haven't been able to distribute it like they want. And a serve from Paige Herbert. Look at near side, rolls off the back row player. Minden has both their timeouts just in case the Stars get anything going here. And by anything going, I would think if they score here, you might see a timeout. 23-17, Herbert needs to keep the serves in, though. This one, she doesn't. And it's deep and out of bounds, and it is game point for Minden. 24-17, Whippets. And Rebecca Stewart will serve it away here for Minden. Whippet fans making noise, serve is deep and out of bounds, so Kearney Catholic will get another chance, but they will have to get six in a row here. And the most the Stars have served in a row at any time in this set is two. And it will be Whitney or Morgan Studi to serve with that jump serve. It's good enough to do it, but it's handled. Here's the set middle, tipped across Bauer, up there by Squires. Connor will set it back out to Maddie. Maddie will drive it into the back row. Denny with the scoop to the outside. Carly Bauer, her attack picked up by Herbert, but a whistle and in the net called on Kearney Catholic. And that is the end of the first set. Minden takes the opening set 25-18 over Kearney Catholic. And we will be back with more high school volleyball right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Let's take a quick rundown through the stats that we had here of the opening set on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, one kill. Shayla Connor, a service point. Maddie Squires, an ace block and a kill. Callie Obrecht, three kills. Allie Persosky, two service points. Mackenzie Smith had a service point. Paige Herbert, two service points. One was an ace. An ace block and four kills. Nine kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves for Kearney Catholic. For Minden, Allie Rouse, eight service points. Two of them were aces. She had one kill. Addie Woodward had one service point, and she had one kill in the match. Also, Emily Malcolm had one service point and one kill. Carly Bauer, an ace serve, five kills. Rebecca Stewart, a kill. And Jenna Denny had a service point, an ace block, and one kill. 10 kills, one ace block, three ace serves. Minden wins the opening set 25-18. And we'll head to set two right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
As always, a big thank you to all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Thursday, it's high school football as Kearney High travels to Lincoln Southwest. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 from Seacrest Field. Among our football games Friday night, Blue Hill Donovan Trumbull on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic will be at St. Paul, and we've got more action as the week continues. Right now, we're ready for the second set here between Minden and Kearney Catholic. Minden took the opener 25-18. It was 13-11, and Minden then scored six in a row to go up 19-11, and that was enough of a cushion to bring it on home. So Minden will serve it away here to start the second set with Rebecca Stewart, trying to get their first ever win, we believe, over Kearney Catholic. Stewart serve. Down the middle, it's picked up by Colling, set to the outside. Squires goes near side, kill, and Kearney Catholic will get the first point of the second set. Again, Minden, after tonight, will travel down to Phillipsburg, Kansas for a duel on Thursday. Back home Thursday the 19th against Thayer Central. Kearney Catholic plays Adams Central at home on Thursday and then hosts their Invitational Saturday. Here's Carly Bauer driving it through the double block of Oprick and Squires, and Bauer will have her match-high sixth kill to even things out at one apiece. Back to serve it away will be Addie Woodward for Minden. And Addie will serve that knuckleball across a one-arm save, but not good enough to keep it in play for Studi. And Woodward will have her first ace. And Minden leads it by a score of 2-1. Woodward just stands right there in the middle of the service area. Takes a couple of steps and floats a soft one across. Herbert over pass right above the net. And it is driven down by Emily Malcolm on the line. And good. Malcolm took advantage of the overpass, and Minden leads it by a score of 3-1. Don't forget, at the end of each and every one of our matches, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. And this is the final match, so we'll have coaches' interviews as well. Addie Woodward to serve it at 3-1, game two. At Herbert, Connor runs it down to the outside. Squires, and she couldn't do anything. It's out of bounds. You can definitely tell the youngness of this team, the youth, the varsity, maybe inexperience, showing up here. Connor has really had to run down a lot of balls. Didn't have to do much of that last year on her state championship team, as it's dumped across by Oprick, and there Connor did a good job to keep the ball out of the net on serve receive. And Callie Oprick has four kills. She, along with Paige Herbert, lead the team. And now Connor will rotate into the back row to serve it away. Shayla takes a lot of spin off of it, set to the outside. Malcolm, her attack over the double block, picked up by Studi, set to the outside. Squires from off the net. It's overpassed back across by Woodward. Should have been a free ball, but the Stars aren't going to get much on it. And now into the net, called on Minden on the block. A little mistake there by Minden, because the attack from Kearney came out of the back row. Minden, or any team, usually shouldn't be in the net on a situation like that. Connor serves it across. Here's Roush. Short set, Bauer tips it over. One arm up by Squires to keep it alive. Connor sets it into the back corner. Picked up by Woodward. Here again is the short set for Bauer. She'll drive it again, knocking Herbert down, but it's dug out. Kearney Catholic will pass it back across. In the front row, chance here for Malcolm. Her attack dug out by Studi. Good rally going here. Dumped over by Connor, but picked up in the back row. Minden goes outside. Here's Bauer. Another great dig by Herbert. Set to the outside, and it'll be taken across by Butler. Denny with the dig. One more for Bauer. Off the net. One arm up. Oprick returns. Studi. What a rally we've got going here. Set to Bauer, and Bauer's blocked. Ace block by Callie Oprick to end the best point of the night. 4-4. What a run we had going on right there. And Connor to serve it away again. Serve right in the middle. And the outside attack on the slide by Bauer is dug out by Connor. So one thing, you can have a great point, but you got to move on and play the next one. And so Minden from the right side, Bauer drives it across, picked up by Studi. Slide Oprick off the attempted block from Bauer. Dug out back to Carly. Carly's attack around the block and out of bounds, but in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. Point Minden. And again, even against Gibbon, and in the first set here tonight, Kearney Catholic has been in the net numerous times. Side out for Minden, and Allie Rouse will serve it. She was the server in the best rotation in the first set for Minden. At Squires, again run down by Connor. Outside, Butler takes it off the block for a Kearney Catholic kill. McKenna Butler that time utilized the block, single block, to her advantage. And we're tied at 5. The first set went to Minden, 25-18. Allie Prasoski now slides in to serve it away for the Stars. Soft serve. Coming up to make the play is Woodward. Short set, blocked up front. Oldreck again, one-on-one with Fowler. Callie Oldreck with the ace block, and Kearney Catholic now leads it by a score of 6-5. Rososki to serve it away. Alley deep and out of bounds. 6-6, side out Minden. And back to serve it away will be Minden's Carly Bauer. Bauer comes way off that service line. Takes a mini jump serve at it, right at Herbert. Line drive pass right back to her. Page goes on the angle, dug out by Woodward, close to the net. Rouse stays out of it, has it dumped across. Is the ball going to hit the floor? Yes, they say it does. Point there for Emily Malcolm. We couldn't quite tell whether Kearney Catholic was able to get their hand underneath that tip. The official with a little late whistle said it was down, and now Carly Bauer serves, but out of bounds. And so it goes back over to Kearney Catholic. 7-7 here in game two. The first game goes to Minden 25-18. If Kearney Catholic wins this, it would force a third set. You're listening to high school volleyball top 10 action in C1 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and Denny is blocked on the right side by Kearney Catholic's Kylie Teal, teaming up with Paige Herbert. And the Stars take the lead. Minden was up 4-1. Then the Stars scored 5 of the next 6 points. Mackenzie Smith in there serving it away for Kearney Catholic. Got one, but the second one goes into the net. And she'll check out now. Oprah comes back in so that the libero, Studi, can come into the back row. Emily Malcolm, the sophomore, back to serve it away here for Minden. Couple of dribbles and then a one-half step fire, and it's out of bounds. So the teams are trying to get a little more aggressive, a little more pinpoint accuracy on their serves. They've missed a few here. 4 out of the last 6 points scored by these two teams are on service errors. Now Whitney Colling to serve it at 9-8 Stars. The lefty able to get that one across to Anisha Keene. Set to the outside, Stewart through the double block and down. It's the second kill of the match for Rebecca Stewart, but it's good enough to get the side out. Back over to Minden. 9-9 is the score. And Jenna Denny will go back and serve it away. Jenna takes a look at where Coach Rouse wants to serve, right down the middle to Studi. Connor, slide, Teal on a long way to go. Kylie got it across, dug out by Key. Now Stewart, she's blocked. Kearney Catholic in the net, and that's what's going to be the call. A lift off that block attempt, and Stewart will get another kill. 10-9, Minden regains the lead. Pretty vocal crowd both ways here tonight in the very audio-friendly C.L. Jones. As they get ready for their vote on a new facility, Kearney Catholic picks up the point. Shayla Connor is going to dump it across from her center position for her first kill. The setter's very involved. Both the coach's daughters, both longtime starters. Rouse, the junior, her third year. The senior, Connor, her fourth year. And how about a nice serve for Kearney Catholic? Two at a time lately for these teams. And Paige Herbert will get her second ace of this match. And it is 11-10. Herbert on the serve. Floats it, Keene has it, it stays in the back row. Rouse runs it down, back row attack by Carly Bauer is going to be deep and out of bounds. And it is 12-10, Kearney Catholic. And Coach Ed Rouse will have to call his first timeout of the night. Minden took the opening game 25-18. Kearney Catholic has battled back to take a 12-10 lead in the second set. And you're listening to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson with the Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Division. May is National Beef Month, and all of us at the Aurora Cooperative would like to thank our area farmers and ranchers for your business. Your dedication to providing consumers with safe, nutritious, and wholesome beef while protecting the environment is very commendable. Please stop by your nearest Aurora Cooperative location and inquire about our full line of cattle nutrition products as well as livestock supplies and equipment. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Ralph?
Yeah?
Hey, it's me, Sam. Sam Schnauzer. We went to the same obedience school together.
Yeah, I recognize you.
Ralph, you're looking good.
Thanks. My human takes me to Puppy Junction for regular grooming.
Oh, that's rough. Stuck in a cage all day.
Hey, at Puppy Junction, I'm free to play with the other dogs. Then they make me look this good. My human saved so much money, she bought herself a new ball, but she keeps throwing it away, so I keep bringing it back. Man, she's done it again. I gotta go.
Puppy Junction between Copperfields and Texas Cafe in downtown Kearney. Call 440-0585.
And back to action here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Paige Herbert to serve out of the Minden timeout. 12-10, Kearney Catholic, game two. Minden won the opener. Returned out of the back row, Denny to the outside. Here's Maddie Squires. It's blocked and then nobody picks it. Maddie Squires, the ball was up in time for Minden to track it down, but they couldn't locate it. UNK takes the opening set from Hastings College tonight, 25-18, and they're up 8-2 in the second set at the Health and Sports Center. And Paige Herbert continues to serve, looking for four in a row, but it's going to be put away by the Whippets. Rouse and Woodward getting their second kill. 13-11, Kearney Catholic. Stars 4-4 coming out of that Beatrice tournament. Minden 5-0 won their own tournament on Saturday. Served by Rebecca Stewart. Pass close to the net, so taken across there by Connor, and a quick middle attack by Woodward goes deep and out of bounds. So Minden has had a few more errors here in the last rotation to help Kearney Catholic out. And now Studi back to serve it away. Studi tosses it in the air with that jump serve. A lot of spin on it. Picked up by Shea Taylor. Sent to the outside. Bauer. The set was wide. Bauer didn't get it over. And that's four hits. Kearney Catholic has now scored six of the last 7 points. They were down 10-9. They're up 15-11. Studi to serve. Big jump serve. It's dug out by Taylor, but not good enough, and it's an ace. Studi with two in a row. And if she can keep that jump serve in, it's very dangerous, as we saw last year, helping them to the state title. Studi fires again. Dug out by Bauer. This time they sent it to Carly. Carly couldn't quite get around one of her teammates, so couldn't put a lot on it, so the Stars, and then they whiff. Miscommunication there on the timing between the setter and the attacker, and Minden catches a break because they had made a mistake running into each other, then some miscommunication from the Stars, and a side out here for the Whippets. Woodward to serve. 16-12 Stars make it 17, as that's deep and out of bounds, the third service error of this game for Minden. And into the ball game, McKenna Butler. Calling checks out. Shayla Connor to serve. First set went to Minden, 25-18. It was 13-11. They scored six in a row and never looked back as Bauer tips it across. Dig made by Herbert. Slide right side. Oprah cuts it across. Great dig by Shea Taylor for Minden. And they'll be able to pass it back over, but it's out of bounds. Another unforced error and another timeout by Minden. Here in game two, it is Kearney Catholic 18 and Minden 12. Minden took the opener 25-18, and we'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Out of the timeout, Doug Duda, producer-engineer, Stacy Jones. Kearney Catholic will serve it. Out of the Minden timeout, they're down 18-12. Softly back over Malcolm. Oprich there. She looked up it right back at the Minden defense and get the kill. Fifth kill for Callie Oprich. And it's 19-12 in favor of the Stars. Shayla Connor serves again. Minden trying to get something going. Carly Bauer will get the kill. Out of side out here for the Whippets. That's the seventh kill of the match for Minden, but they find themselves almost in the exact same position that Kearney Catholic was in the first set, down by six. And Allie Rouse, their best server in this match, is back there. She'll cut it across to Maddie Squires. Connor short set. Oprah on the attack. Down and good. So nothing off serve that time for the Minden Whippets. And it's 20-13. Kearney Catholic trying to force a third set again. Minden's never beat Kearney Catholic in volleyball. It looked like it could be their night. They're off to a great start, but nothing comes easy. Prasoski serves. Set right side. Bauer got a good look. It's popped up in the air for Studi. Back set. Butler right side. She'll drive it across it in the net on Minden. A rare net call on Minden. Point Stars 21-13. Minden has used both of their timeouts. Serve is a very short one. Picked up at the 10-foot line. Bauer set to the outside. Here's Jenna Denny. Down and good. Second kill for the sophomore. Jenna made a couple of big plays late in the first set to spark Minden to the victory. See if maybe she gets a couple plays here to help out the Whippets. Back to serve it away. Carly Bauer. Bauer floats it across. Studi able to dig it up. Good set to the outside for Herbert. Drives it over the dig made. Minden's got a swing. Denny, and she'll drive it through the double block. Another kill. Back-to-back kills for Jenna Denny. 21-15. Bauer trying to get a little service run going here for the Whippets. And Carly down the left side. Mishandled ace. Rocket serve from Carly Bauer, 21-16, and Kearney Catholic will have to call their first timeout. So the opening set went to Minden, 25-18. They're trying to come back in the second set. Kearney Catholic leads at 21-16, and we'll be right back.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, the serves across. The Stars go middle to Oprich, chimes it across, and Bauer with the dig. Slapped over by Stewart. That'll be set to the outside for Paige Herbert. Her angle attack is dug out there by Woodward and pushed across by Jenna Denny. Stars trying to find a way to get the set to the outside. Herbert again on the attack. Picked up again by Woodward. Now Rouse. Good set. Outside Stewart. Drives it over. Pass back across by Connor. It's a free ball, and it's terminated by Emily Malcolm. 21-17. Three in a row by Minden. Trying to get back into game number two. Into the front row, Anna Squires. Served by Bauer. Line drive. Herbert gets it up. Set to the right side. Squires can only punch it across. Minden's grabbed the momentum. Set right side. Jenna Denny off the block. Down and good. Point Whippets. 21-18. Five in a row for Minden. Stars have one timeout remaining. Coach Chris Connor hoping they can just get 1 point here and get that serve. They have been out of system. Strong serve again at Herbert. They set it up to Page from the 10-foot line. Not a lot on it. Bauer digs, set to the outside. Oh, Denny had to come save it. Blocked by Squires. Back to Minden, and they hit it into their own net. Ball called out of bounds. Was it blocked by Kearney Catholic? I thought Minden hit it into their own net. We're going to say that it went off of Paige Herbert. So give the kill to Minden, making it 21-19. Denny with another one. Set Kearney Catholic. Herbert in the middle. It's blocked right above the net. It falls on Kearney Catholic's side. They make the bid. Prasoski gets it outside. It'll be tapped across by Herbert. Here's the set. Rouse outside. Stewart on the angle attack. Prasoski with the dig. Scrambling for the Stars. And it's passed out of bounds, and it's a one-point game. Minden has scored seven in a row. Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor thinks about it and calls her final timeout. This would be the way Minden would want to do it. A big, big comeback statement here. down 21-13. They've scored seven in a row. It's now Kearney Catholic 21, Minden 20, here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be right back.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Don't forget, at the end of the match, whenever that comes, it's the Nisko Sports postgame show. Both teams swept Gibbon earlier tonight. Now Minden trying to make an amazing comeback in the second set. They've scored seven in a row. Kearney Catholic still leads at 21-20, but out of the timeout, Carly Bauer for the tie. And another great serve. It's an ace. Seven straight from Carly Bauer, the senior leader of this Whippet team. And just when it looked like we were headed to a third set, Minden said, not so fast, 21 all. Stars really only sending back two defensively, and Prasoski and Studi on serve receive. Here it comes from Bauer again. That one's deep. So after all of that work, Bauer got him back into it, tied it up, service error, and it's back over to Kearney Catholic into the front row. Kylie Teal into serve it away, Mackenzie Smith, 22-21, Kearney Catholic. Minden won the first set. Can the Stars shake off that run and get a point here? Smith, safe serve into Stewart. Rouse sets right side, Denny. Rolls it off the block. The dig made by Teal. Connor able to set it backside for Squires, but an attack error from Anna. The freshman couldn't get it around that double block, and we're tied again. Side out, Minden. 22-22. Emily Malcolm to serve. Minden looking for their first lead since it was 10-9. Serves it across, picked up by Prasoski. Connor runs it down, got a good up though for Teal. Teal puts it down. That's the experience of a senior setter. She took a mediocre pass and still got a good up that time. And Kylie Teal with her first kill of this match. And Whitney calling in to serve. Kearney Catholic leads Minden 23-22. Serve across, picked up by Bauer, who's in the back row. Slide on the outside. The attack is blocked. Woodward is blocked up front by Kylie Teal. Big play at the net, and it's game point, Kearney Catholic. Whitney calling now serves to get us to a third set. Did Minden get another side out? Calling serve, in play to Keene. Here's the set. Rouse, they go Stewart on the outside, off the block, down and good. Rebecca Stewart keeps the game alive with her fourth kill of the night. Game point number two for Kearney Catholic at 24-23. Jenna Denny will be serving it away here, the sophomore for the Whippets. Both teams are out of timeouts. Denny's mini jump serve. They let it go, and it's well in. A serve. 24-24. We'll play extra points here in game number two. Jenna Denny now trying to get it to match point for Minden. Denny with the serve into the net. Kearney Catholic will pick up the point. 25-24. Maddie Squires into the front row. Paige Herbert to serve. Game point number three for Kearney Catholic. Herbert serve. Gets it in. Bauer to Rouse. Set middle. Woodward drives it down. Kill for Addie Woodward, her third. 25-25. Minden looking for their first ever win over Kearney Catholic. They won the opening set 25-18 and were down 21-13 in this set. Rebecca Stewart to serve it for the Whippets. Stewart slaps it across to Herbert. Connor sets outside. Maddie Squires off the net. Goes near side. Dug out by Stewart. Run down by Rouse from the back row. Bauer takes it across. Overpass Kearney Catholic. Minden passes it right back. Three ball Squires. She got it down and good. And Maddie Squires was able to stay out of the net for her fifth kill. 26-25 Kearney Catholic. Game point number four. And it's Morgan Studi to serve. Studi going to go with the jump serve. Fires it across, and it is out of bounds wide. You could tell that Morgan took something off of it, and the ball sailed on her, missed by inches. And we're tied at 26. It's Woodward to serve now for Minden. 26-all in game two. Woodward half-step fires at Studi. Stays in the back row. Connor has to run it down. Squires gets a roll across. Dug out there by Shea Taylor. Malcolm will swat it across. Stars on offense. Slide it to Oprek. She'll take it off the block, and it's going to be good. Tally Oprek gets her sixth kill. Minden got a hand on it but ran out of real estate. 27-26, Kearney Catholic. Game point number five. And now the senior Shayla Connor to serve. Shayla serves. Slap far side. Stays in the back row. Rouse sets it up for Malcolm on the swing. It's across. Herbert with the up. Squires from the 10-foot line. Maddie drives it across. Minden will set middle. Carly Bauer into the net. No, they say it's blocked. Still alive. Malcolm takes it into the net. That should be four hits. And it is. And Kearney Catholic will win the game. 28-26. And we will go to a third and deciding set here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Back with the stats after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Let's take a look now at the second set stats here for Minden. We had Addie Woodward with three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Emily Malcolm had three kills. Carly Bauer had eight service points, two of them aces, two kills. Rebecca Stewart had three kills. Jenna Denny, two service points. One was an ace, four kills. 14 kills, no ace blocks, and four ace serves for Minden. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, two ace blocks and a kill. Morgan Studi, two service points, one was an ace. Whitney Colling had a service point. Connor, four service points, one kill. Maddie Squires, four kills. Callie Oprek, two ace blocks and three kills. Allie Prasoski, two service points. McKenna Butler had a kill. Mackenzie Smith had a service point. And Paige Herbert had three service points, one was an ace. 10 kills, four big ace blocks for Kearney Catholic. And I have them for 2A serves as they hold on 28-26 in the second set. Minden won the opener 25-18. That means we're headed to a third set. We'll have all the action for you in a minute here on Classic Hits.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
With our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, where, why not, Minden and Kearney Catholic going to a third and decisive set here. After Kearney Catholic was up 21-13 in the second set, Minden came back to tie it and then had to go to five separate game points to finally pull it out by a score of 28-26. Kearney Catholic, the defending state champions, Minden trying to get over that hump. They've won over 20 wins for numerous years. State tournament team, always have the talent to be a state tournament team as well. and now trying to get the win here. UNK has taken the first two sets from Hastings tonight, 25-18, 25-23, as Minden serves to start the third set. And we've got an in-the-net violation on Minden on Kylie Teal's attack. And so Carney Catholic will get the opening point and swing the serve over to Morgan Studi. We'll keep you up to date on some of the other sports action going on as well. But it's all volleyball right now. Jump serve, Studi dug out in the back row by Shea Taylor. Set middle, Carly Bauer. Count him good. Carly kind of got stuck in that back row late in the match. Of course, she was the one that served seven in a row to get the thing tied up. She does lead Minden unofficially with eight kills, five for Jenna Denny. For Carney Catholic, six for Callie Oprecht, five for Maddie Squires. And Addie Woodward will serve it away at 1-1. Maddie Squires, near sideline, is called down and good. And Maddie now with her sixth kill of the match. And one of the stories is wild card points this year, something that you have to pay attention to as Connor goes back to serve it away. Once again, the state has just no clue on how to put together districts, and we'll talk about it after this point as Carly Bauer tips it across, and Colling has to return it out of the back row here for the Stars. Run down by Rouse, and Malcolm can't get it over. Attack error point. Carney Catholic, 3-1. The state has put five of the preseason top 10 teams in C1 in the same district: St. Paul, Wood River, Grand Island Central Catholic, Carney Catholic, and Minden. And of course, there's only two wild cards there. Tough for both of them to come out of the same district, but they might. As the ball's in play, a joust at the net between Squires and Rouse. It's going to be over to Shea Taylor, and Minden will return it with Malcolm. It's dug out there in the back row by Herbert. Set Connor to the outside. Squires on the angle attack. It's blocked back down the line by Bauer. Now Carly will roll it across and picked up there by Herbert. Stars will dump it into the corner, and it's going to work by Shayla Connor. Second kill for Shayla, who's also serving, and it's 4-1. And Minden's going to call a very early timeout here. Coach Ed Rouse calls the timeout, doesn't like the placement of something out there, so timeout on the floor, and your score in the third set, Carney Catholic 4, Minden 1.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
We're back out of the Minden timeout, and Shayla Connor floats it across. Minden lets it go, and it's in by a couple of feet there. Ace serve, and Carney Catholic leads the third set 5-1. This time it's picked up by Woodward. Short set, Bauer in the middle is deep on the attack and out of bounds, and all of a sudden, Minden is out of sync. Coach Rouse thought maybe that there was a tip there, but not going to get the call, and it is 6-1. So it's been back and forth with the momentum swings, and it's all Stars right now. Denny will have to set this, and Malcolm a running swing at it. Squires got it up, and the ball will have to be slapped over by Squires and out of bounds. Try to do a little too much with that one. Minden will get the side out, and Allie Rouse, who was the top server in game one with 8 points, didn't get anything from the service line in game two as they changed things up a little bit on the Carney Catholic side. Serve it over to Studi, and a missed pass, and they'll dump it into the net. Haven't seen that many errors lately, but Carney Catholic has one there. And Rouse to serve it away. Don't forget at the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show. All the stats, coaches, interviews, stay with us. As Squires brings it from the right side and goes near corner kill. Kill number 7 for Maddie Squires. Carney Catholic 7 and Minden 3. The Stars not quite ready to give up the King of the Mountain status just yet. Again, 4 losses over the weekend at the Beatrice Tournament, but all of them to A and B teams. In fact, I think all the B teams except Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln. Served by Mackenzie Smith. Denny in the middle, blocked by Oprich. Still alive. Denny again, blocked by Oprich again. Third time. This time they'll move it and get it out to Malcolm. Up by Smith in the back row. Stars now have to get a swing. Herbert tried to roll it over and dumped it into the net. So Minden kept after it. Oprich blocked him twice, but they were able to move the ball around and get the point. And Minden now will serve it away with Carly Bauer. This is where they went on their monster run in game two. Bauer over to Smith. Set by Connor in the middle. Here's the attack down and good. Callie Oprich. So no long run and no run at all for Carly Bauer this time. And it is 8-4 in favor of Kearney Catholic. First set went to Minden 25-18. Kearney Catholic had to hold on 28-26 in game two. Remember just a couple of years ago when we played at Kearney Catholic, Minden actually served for the win against Kearney Catholic and couldn't finish it off. They've been so close, closer every single year as the Stars serve it deep and out of bounds. And in to serve it for Minden will be Emily Malcolm. It's just one of those things. Kearney Catholic, for years, was trying to win a state title, had talent, finally got the job done. How long it had been since they could beat Grand Island Central Catholic, finally did it. And that's where Minden is at right now with the Stars. They just can't beat them. And Paige Herman is going to get a near side kill, her fifth and her first since the first set. It's just that one opponent that you have to get over the hump, and this is the one for Minden. Calling to serve. 9-5 of the third. Keene gets it to Rouse. Slide right side. Woodward is blocked, and it is blocked out of bounds by Teal. Point for Minden. Woodward with the kill. Jenna Denny now to serve. And Jenna will drive this across the studi. Dump back across by the setter, Connor. Minden is ready. They'll get it outside. Stewart, big swing, knocks Smith down, but McKenzie kept it alive, and the Stars will return it. Now Rouse will set it up for Minden. Outside for Stewart. Off the net and down. Got a little help that time, did Rebecca Stewart. When it pops off the net the way it does, it just dribbles over the double block and doesn't give the backside defender any time to come up and get to it. And a nice point there for Minden. And Denny to serve. Jenna drives it down. Is it in or out? Oh, they're going to say they didn't see it. It looked like it was out of bounds. What's the call by the official? Yeah, they're going to call it out of bounds. Mackenzie Smith started to dive for it, realized it was probably deep, pulled her hands back, and then kind of landed on top of the ball. And it's going to be called an ace or an out of bounds serve there by Minden. It's the right call, unfortunately, just not what you want to have happen at this point in the match. Now the officials are going to talk it over. Obviously, Minden wants a replay, but that's not going to be the call. Kearney Catholic's going to get the point, and Coach Ed Rouse getting an explanation from the official, or a tongue-lashing. I'm not sure which one it was. I think it was an explanation. And now Paige Herbert to serve it away. 10-7. Herbert will fire it across to Carly Bauer. Rouse sets it outside. Stewart got it there. Picked up by Colling. Set to the outside for Maddie Squires, and her attack is going to be out of bounds. Point Minden. But Minden has been playing from behind for quite a while. Second set and most of the third. Kearney Catholic was up 6-1 here in this third. Now it's 10-8. Minden trying to claw their way back in it. Stewart to serve. Powerful cross-court ace. Herbert couldn't handle it cleanly, and Rebecca Stewart, not only her first service point, first ace, but her first service point of this match. For the last 5 points to Minden, they've cut it to one at 10-9. Starting to see a little better volleyball. Across to Colling, good pass to Connor, middle attack. Here comes Teal, and it's a nice dig by Stewart, but they can't return it. Teal will get credit for it. Stewart made a pretty darn good pass, but I think Minden was in scramble mode already and didn't quite get it back over the net. 11-9, Kearney Catholic. Studi with a jump serve. Puts a little cut on that one to Shea Taylor, back row specialist, to Carly Bauer, and Bauer on a one-timer down and good. Her ninth kill. Back and forth we go. Jab here, jab there, 11-10 Stars. Serving for the tie is Addie Woodward. And right at Connor, passes off the mark. Squires on the attack. Again, Connor did something with nothing that time. Bauer blocked at the net, joused at the net, tipped over by Obrick. Free ball, Obrick. Minden scrambles. That time they can't get it back. Obrick took a couple of swings. Minden hit it a ton of time, but just couldn't get it back over the net. Side and out, Kearney Catholic, Shayla Connor to serve. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. We're seeing some great volleyball for the second consecutive night. Thursday saw some outstanding stuff at Hastings St. Cecilia as Connor's serve is going to be deep and out of bounds. Side out here for Minden. St. Cecilia Central Catholic, Lincoln Christian, all ranked in C1. We saw them Thursday. Now Minden and Kearney Catholic ranked in C1. We're seeing them here tonight. And it's all tied at 12, so miscommunication by the back row for Kearney Catholic. Let that serve fall in bounds. I mean, well in. It was just who's going to take it. And Allie Rouse gets credit for the serve, her third of the match. Now Minden can take the lead. This time calling on serve receive. Short set, Obrick on the attack. The quick is dug out there by Bauer, and Denny will return it. Studi, the only player in the back row, is able to dig it up. Pass close to the net. Colling tipped it over. Shea Taylor with the dig and quickly sent back over to the Stars. They've got a chance in the middle with Obrick, and she will hit it wide and out of bounds. Ball called wide. And point Minden. The Whippets. Well, wait, did we get it overruled? I thought the lines judge said it was out, but they've given the point on the scoreboard to Kearney Catholic. And I guess that will be the call. A timeout here by the official to check something out over on the scoreboard. And Mackenzie Smith will be ready to serve it away here. We haven't had any out of rotations tonight. And now, talking to Coach Chris Connor, do they have the right players in the right spot? And that's the delay right here. Well, apparently, Callie Obrick will get credit for the kill, her third of the set, her ninth of the match. Mackenzie Smith will rotate in to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic 13, Minden 12 here in the third and decisive set. Minden will drop four back. And now we're ready. Smith on the serve. Floats it right down the middle to Keene. Her pass off the mark. It'll be an ace. 14-12, Kearney Catholic, and Mackenzie Smith with her first ace serve of the night. Then Gibbon was our third team tonight. They struggled. They were swept. But again, you're playing two top 10 teams. And they dropped both the matches earlier. And now Smith, after the ace, will set it too deep. See that so many times. You get the ace. You try to get a little more on it. And it goes deep. Service error. Point Minden. And Carly Bauer to serve. Bauer, little jump serve, just got across to Herbert. Boy, her line drives are so good. Herbert on the attack, dug out by Keene, close to the rafters, but didn't hit anything, and Minden will be able to play it across. But it's a free ball here to the Stars. Short set on the slide. Obrick on the attack, but she cut it wide and out of bounds. Good idea, just couldn't capitalize there for Kearney Catholic, and Minden has tied it again. 14-14, a team that went 23-5 last year, but had to stay home from the state tournament. Bauer's serve is deep. 15-14. That is the second service error of this set for Minden. Kearney Catholic has committed three service errors. And Allie Persosky, the 5'6 junior, who saw playing time last year as a sophomore, will slide in to serve. Floater across to Stewart. They want to go quick back to Rebecca in the middle. She'll terminate. Rebecca Stewart called for it right back, and L.A. Rouse, the setter, obliged. And Stewart with her sixth kill, 15-15, here on Classic Hits. FlatRiverPreps.com, Doug Guda with you, and what has turned out to be a barn burner. For a while, it looked like Minden might run away and win this in two. But then Kearney Catholic, a big run in the second set. We're up eight. Minden came back and tied it. Kearney Catholic won it 28-26. Whitney Colling on the right side goes up with a left-handed attack and gets her first kill of the match. 16-15, Kearney Catholic. Minden has never led in this set, but they've come back and tied it a few times. Rouse sets to the outside. Stewart and Denny run into each other. They got the swing across to Smith. Now Paige Herbert on the angle attack. Bauer returned into the net, and that's going to be the end of the point. Paige Herbert with her sixth kill. Rouse tried to dig it out of the net, but couldn't get it good enough to get the pass across. Minden has one timeout remaining. Looks like Kearney Catholic has them both. Serve across by Whitney Colling. Middle attack, Jenna Denny. Dig made by Smith. Set to the middle. Teal is going to put it off the tip. Down in. No. Deep and out of bounds. They say there's no tip. Yeah, there is a tip. Tip is called. Tip is called. Kylie Teal with the third kill. 18-15. And Whitney calling to serve it away. Again, the bottom line, just get it right. Take the emotion out of it, but to get it right. And Colling will fire it across. Rouse close to the net, able to keep it out of the net. Tapped across by Woodward. Stars on the outside. Herbert again off the tip. The dig is made. Bauer stuck in that back row. Stewart on the outside. She's blocked up front by Connor. The dig is made. And Denny will set it back across. Picked up by Teal. They'll set it back to the outside. Here's Herbert. Down and good. And Carney Catholic has scored four in a row. And Minden may be forced to use their final timeout. They will. Coach Ed Rouse trying to get the monkey off the back of the Whippets, but Kearney Catholic has got the lead, 19-15 in the third. We'll be right back.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Out of the Minden timeout, the Whippets need the ball back. Down by four, Whitney calling with the serve. Over to Keene, set to the outside, Stewart. Good attack, but dug out by Studi. Stays in the back row. Herbert from the 10-foot line. Blocked, it comes across to Minden. Rouse sets it to Stewart. She'll try to tip it over the double block. Colling's right there. Kearney Catholic gets the tip. Back across by Herbert. Trying to get it up and back over is Minden. They will. Three ball again, but it's passed towards the net. Connor, great get out of there. And returned by Herbert. Not a crisp point, but it's still alive. Free ball tapped wide by Stewart. A free ball right above the net. And Rebecca saw that it was so wide open, got a little excited. The sophomore put too much juice on it. And it's 20-15. Kearney Catholic has scored five in a row in the third. Served to Bauer. Rouse to the outside. Oh, the middle. Denny, big swing, but it's dug out by Teal. Still alive to the outside. Herbert with the attack. She blocked. Denny and Woodward. That might have been more Woodward that time, the way they reacted, but that is a huge block for Minden to get them the ball back. 20-16, Jenna Denny now back to serve. Minden, not a lot of time left to scrap back, so they need to make some runs with the serve. Denny serve, knuckleball into the back row to Smith. Set up Connor on the slide. Teal had to just do a one-arm loop. It's going to give trouble to Minden. Free ball above the net. Tapped over, but Denny with the dig. Now Stewart with a half swing. Picked up by Smith. Kearney Catholic goes to Herbert. She'll tip it over, and it's going to hit the floor. The last couple points have seen a lot of scrambling out there. Each team won one of them. Maddie Squires back in. Side out Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert to serve. 21-16 Stars. Trying to hand Minden their first loss of this young season. At the serve. Down the line to Bauer. Set to the outside. Stewart got a big swing. Herbert enough to keep it alive. And Squires terminates. Kearney Catholic is doing just enough to keep the kill attempts of Minden up off the ground. And they're finding a way to drop them home. Here's Josie Mattson checking in. Paige Herbert to serve. Minden, though, running out of time. They need the ball back. Herbert on a top spin on that one, picked up by Keene, set to the outside. Stewart, big swing, and that one will be hit into the crowd off of Herbert. Give the kill to Rebecca Stewart, her seventh. And finally, the Minden fans will see their top hitter, Carly Bauer, back into the front row. Substitution here for Minden or not? Nope. Serve for Rebecca Stewart. And she'll serve it deep and out of bounds. Point. Kearney Catholic, Shea Taylor into the back row. 23-17, and you can tell by the expression on the Minden players' faces, they know what's happening. And you got to get that out of your thought process. Just get the ball back. Studi's jump serve picked up by Taylor. Great pass. Here's Bauer. Big swing, but it's wide and out of bounds. Match point, Kearney Catholic. Morgan Studi at 24-17 serves for the match. Studi's jump serve is across, picked up by Bauer. They'll set it to Malcolm. She'll be on the attack. It's out of bounds, and that's the match. Kearney Catholic, who was just getting rolled up in that first set and early in game two when they were down 6-1, find a way to regroup. And this must have been the team that Coach Connor was seeing over the summer as Kearney Catholic rallies to once again beat Minden 25-17 in set number three. 18-25, 28-26, 25-17. Kearney Catholic is now 5-4. Minden is 5-1. All the numbers, coaches' interviews, and more coming up on the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where the Kearney Catholic Stars have picked up a win tonight to win the triangular, as they've done for years, and kind of as it's gone for years. It's been a battle with Minden, and tonight Minden looked like maybe they would be the favorite, but Kearney Catholic rallied to win it in three sets. It's time now for the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show. Mississippi Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so, serving all of Nebraska. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. Minden and Kearney Catholic swept Gibbon earlier tonight, and then Kearney Catholic finds a way to come back and win in three sets, 18-25, 28-26, and 25-17. And we are joined now by head coach Chris Connor, whose team picks up the win, a hard-fought win. And boy, Chris... we can talk about the differences between the Gibbon and the Minden match, but you use some different kids out there as well. But it didn't look good early in this Minden match. The kids kind of struggled, you'd said, coming out of Beatrice against really good competition. Was there something specific that changed in game two that got this team to the victory tonight?
Well, our youth shows, we're still very inconsistent yet, but... we talked about after that first set, Minden did a great job on serve receive. Every ball went to their setter. They were in system about almost all the time. And so we talked about trying to get our serve game up, trying to go more aggressive, hit the gaps, get them out of system. And they just didn't get quite as many hard swings at us. And defensively, we're not at our A game yet, so that's definitely what we needed to do.
Your blocking game was a little bit better in this match than it was earlier tonight. And Minden really didn't have much of that. Neither team has a lot of hype this year. What do you attribute that to far as the blocking, not the hype?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's just timing. We kind of have that deer in the headlight look sometimes when we're not quite there. And so we're jumping and we're leaning, and you know, we just tell our blockers, you know, just make sure you're going up so our defense can get aligned. And I think that's part of our back row problem, is our block is late, so our defense can't get set up in the back row very well.
Paige, Herbert, Callie Oprick, you're trying to kind of nurse them through some injuries, use them when you can, don't overuse them. You needed them, obviously, in this match. Talk about their play and where they're at on this injury watch.
Yeah, Paige didn't practice. She turned her ankle the last 10 minutes of practice on Thursday and played Friday tentatively, and Saturday she didn't play any front row. Both girls didn't practice yesterday. So, guys, proud of the way they came out and performed today. It definitely wasn't either one of their best games, but you know, they do so much more for us too than just attack the ball. So that'll come, and I, you know, they're probably going to be our top two kill leaders, I would expect, by the end of the season. And I'm just glad the rest of the team stepped up, help them out.
You've already got 9 matches in the book. You'll play number 10 against Adams Central. You'll get 3 more. You're one of those teams that has a top-heavy schedule, and you've got a great tournament again this weekend. How big is this win to give them some confidence, head them in the right direction, especially with that big tournament this weekend?
That's huge, especially for those young kids. I mean, I think the, you know, Shay and Kinsey and some of those juniors, I mean, they have that confidence. But until you win some big ones, it's hard to say you can play with confidence. So definitely big for those younger kids to get that feel and know that they can do it.
Shayla Connor, the setter, 4 years. She's seen a little bit of everything. But how is she adjusting? Last year, she had to run around quite a bit tonight. That seemed to cut down in that third set, which obviously helped you guys get the easiest win at 25-17. How is she handling the youngsters and maybe having to be more of a leader and run around more than she did last year?
Yeah, it's definitely a change. She's learning patience, I think. And she's, you know, she's just learning what works and what doesn't work for them, you know, and it's just a process. And you know, there's a lot of things yet we have to learn, but I think they're doing a good job coming together. They get along well, so it's just, you know, a lot of new faces out there, and it's just going to take some time.
I know Coach Rouse is always looking at wild card points, and this year it's going to be important again with 5 top 10 teams in the preseason in this district that you guys are in. You guys are in the same sub-district. Is it too early to be thinking about how important this kind of a match is for that?
Well, we got a lot of games to make up, you know, for some of those losses we took this weekend. But, you know, I used to put a lot of emphasis on wild card, but I don't anymore. I mean, I guess we try to really beef up our schedule and play some pretty tough teams. And, you know, there are 2 ways to look at it. You do that so you feel like your kids as prepared as they can be by the end of the season, or you go with an easier schedule and you hope to God you get in on that wild card point. But, you know, you just see too many times where a team should be there, and just, you know, there's so many situations that can happen with those wild card. It's a crapshoot.
Well, it'll be fun watching this young team grow. And, Chris, we'll see you again soon. Congratulations on 2 more wins tonight.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
That's Chris Connor, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. And we'll be back with the stats and more after this on the Nisco Sports postgame show.
Ralph?
Yeah?
Hey, it's me, Sam. Sam Schnauzer. We went to the same obedience school together.
Yeah, I recognize you.
Ralph, you're looking good.
Thanks. My human takes me to Puppy Junction for regular grooming.
Oh, that's rough. Stuck in a cage all day.
Hey, at Puppy Junction, I'm free to play with the other dogs. Then they make me look this good. My human saved so much money, she bought herself a new ball, but she keeps throwing it away, so I keep bringing it back. Man, she's done it again. I gotta go.
Puppy Junction between Copperfields and Texas Cafe in downtown Kearney. Call 440-0588.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson with the Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Division. May is National Beef Month, and all of us at the Aurora Cooperative would like to thank our area farmers and ranchers for your business. Your dedication to providing consumers with safe, nutritious, and wholesome beef while protecting the environment is very commendable. Please stop by your nearest Aurora Cooperative location and inquire about our full line of cattle nutrition products as well as livestock supplies and equipment. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. The truth has come out. I knew I didn't make any mistakes. Amy Johnson made the mistake on Kearney Catholic's score on their record tonight. They won a couple of matches over at Beatrice, not just one. So their record goes to 5-4. It's amazing how everybody lets me know that as well. By the way, an update from UNK, the Lopers sweep Hastings tonight, 25-18, 25-23, and 25-15. UNK goes to 5-0, Hastings 9-5. Now back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here with some final numbers. Let's look at the numbers in the third set, and you can just look at Minden and see why they weren't able to win that third set. They couldn't get the ball down to the floor. They were scrambling a lot more, didn't get as many quality swings, which allowed Kearney Catholic to keep the ball in play more. And here's what we had. Allie Rouse, two service points. One was an ace. Addie Woodward, an ace block and a kill. Carly Butler had a service point and two kills, but it seemed like she spent most of that third set in the back row. And then you've got Rebecca Stewart with three kills and Jenna Denny with one service point. Six kills, one ace block, and two ace serves tonight in that third set for Minden. For Kearney Catholic in the third set, Kylie Teal had two kills. Morgan Studi had two service points. You've got Whitney Colling with five service points and a kill. Shayla Connor, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Maddie Squires, three kills. Callie Oprek, three kills. Mackenzie Smith had an ace serve, and Paige Herbert had a service point and four kills in that final set. 14 kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves. Kearney Catholic wins the third set 25-17 to take the match 2-1. We'll give you the overall cumulative stats for our match right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Glad to have you back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's give you the overall final numbers for this top 10 matchup between Kearney Catholic and Minden. First off, for Minden, Allie Rouse led the team in serving with 10 points. Three of them were aces. She had one kill. Addie Woodward had four service points. One was an ace block, and four kills. Emily Malcolm, one service point and four kills. Carly Bauer also had 10 service points for the Whippets. Three of those were aces. Now, she went on that long run to bring them back in game two, where they just fell short. Bauer also led the team in kills with 9. Rebecca Stewart had an ace serve and 7 kills. Jenna Denny had 4 service points. One was an ace block, and 5 kills. I had Minden for 30 kills, 2 ace blocks, and they did fire off 9 more ace serves. Bauer and Rouse each had 3. Minden now falls to 5-1. And they don't play a whole lot here over the next couple of weeks. Thursday, they'll go to Phillipsburg, Kansas. They return home next Thursday to take on Thayer Central. And then they head out to McCook for a one-day tournament on the 21st. So they do play at home. They'll host Gothenburg and Axtell in a triangular on the 24th before going to the Holdridge Invite to round out the month. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Morgan Studi, 4 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Whitney Colling had 6 service points in the match, 1 kill. Shayla Connor led the team in serving with 9 points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Maddie Squires had an ace block and 8 kills. Callie Obrick, 2 ace blocks and led the team with 9 kills. Allie Prasoski, 4 service points. McKenna Butler had a kill. Mackenzie Smith had 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Paige Herbert, 6 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block and 8 kills. I had Kearney Catholic for 33 kills, 6 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Stars improved to 5-4 and continue their winning streak against Class C competition with an 18-25, 28-26, 25-17 win over Minden. Kearney Catholic will host Adams Central in a duel coming up on Thursday night, and then they've got the Kearney Catholic invite on Saturday, where 5 of the 8 teams are state-rated. The top half of the bracket at 10 a.m., St. Cecilia plays Ravenna and Aurora plays Gibbon. The bottom half of the bracket plays at 11:15 when Kearney Catholic takes on Sutton and Ord plays Concordia. Games then at 1:30 and 4 o'clock, the championship game will be played. We've got to take another break here on the post-game show brought to you by Misco Sports. But, hey, want to give a shout-out here to the Klonansky family. We've got one less listener to Minden volleyball and high school sports throughout central Nebraska. Mary Klonansky passed away earlier this month, and part of the family was here today. Just want to send out our condolences and best wishes to the family. She was an awesome gal and lived a great life, and always let us know about our broadcast and was always listening here on Classic Hits 98.9, and our condolences to the family. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports here on Classic Hits, ESPN Radio, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Got some great football coming up for you Thursday. Lincoln Southwest hosting Kearney High here on Classic Hits. Friday on our network of stations, you'll be able to hear Blue Hill, Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic take on St. Paul, Adams Central, Wilbur, Claytonia, Hastings High, Alliance. You can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information and to listen to all of those games live. You can also see photos of tonight's action that you can upload and use at your discretion for free on PlatteRiverPreps.com from tonight's volleyball matchup. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, taking care of Central Nebraska schools and athletes for nearly 50 years. First match tonight, Minden beat Gibbon 25-5, 25-10. Carly Bauer had 8 kills to lead the way. Harley Brown had 3 for Gibbon. The second match, Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 25-8, 25-13. Maddie Squires had 8 kills, and Kylie Teal had 7 for the Stars. Olivia Hyde had 4 for Gibbon. And in the final matchup, it was Kearney Catholic coming back to beat Minden 18-25, 28-26, and 25-17. Minden was led by Carly Bauer with 9 kills, 7 for Rebecca Stewart. Kearney Catholic got 9 from Callie Obrecht, 8 apiece from Paige Herbert and Maddie Squires. More volleyball next Tuesday. Can't wait to see you in a gymnasium or football field somewhere in the listening area. For our producer-engineers, Stacy Johns, and for H-Man taking care of all of our photos on PlatteRiverPreps.com, This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you Thursday night from Seacrest Field in Lincoln as the Kearney High Bearcats battle the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks pregame at 6:30. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.